Dear Vice Chairman, distinguished heads of delegation, Mr. High Commissioner, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished ambassadors, ladies and gentlemen, in starting my statement, I should like to wish Mrs. Farani Azevedo a rapid return to health. Ladies and gentlemen, Côte d'Ivoire endorses the statement by Burkina Faso on behalf of the African group. I should like, first of all, to congratulate Ambassador Salim Badoura for the excellent way in which she's conducted our work, as well as the UNHCR, in particular the Secretariat, for the excellent organization of this 72nd session. Mr. Vice Chairman, in his introductory statement, the High Commissioner gave a detailed presentation on the worrying situation of refugees and other persons falling under the jurisdiction of the UNHCR in a world that is facing numerous challenges. My country notes with regret that despite considerable progress over the last few years, the number of refugees, internally displaced persons, and stateless persons has continuously increased because of the persistence of armed conflicts, social crises, natural disasters, and climate change. Unfortunately, these challenges have been worsened for approximately 2 years by an unprecedented health crisis due to COVID-19, which has profoundly affected our lives with negative impacts in all economic, social, and cultural areas. Quite correctly, states adopted numerous measures and policies to combat the propagation of the virus, in particular action plans, so as to assure the protection of the most vulnerable, including refugees, internally displaced persons, and stateless persons. Distinguished Vice Chairman, Côte d'Ivoire would like to congratulate the UNHCR for the efforts it has made despite numerous challenges, and we would like to encourage it to find sustainable and innovative solutions to continue protecting, assisting, and aiding all of these persons who need such assistance. We would like in this connection to call on the international community to strengthen cooperation and solidarity with the host countries and communities which are hosting refugees to ensure equitable burden sharing relating to refugee management. Distinguished Vice Chairman, with respect to Ivorian refugees, on behalf of His Excellency Mr. Alassane Ouattara, President of the Republic of Côte d'Ivoire, we should like to express our deep gratitude to the UNHCR for the remarkable work it has carried out over more than two decades to alleviate the suffering of Ivorian populations who had fled their country because of successive crises. We would also like to most sincerely thank all our brother fraternal countries in the sub-region, Ghana, Guinea, Liberia, Mali, Mauritania, Benin, and Togo, who in a spirit of solidarity granted hospitality to Ivorian refugees. Distinguished Vice Chairman, distinguished